This is Fresh Air. The 1980 NBC miniseries Shogun was one of the most highly acclaimed dramas at the height of the miniseries era. It starred Richard Chamberlain as an English sailor finding himself in Japan in 1600. Now a new adaptation, also based on the same book by James Clavell, comes to television in a 10-part miniseries premiering today on FX. It starts streaming on Hulu tomorrow. Our TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
The original Shogun on NBC showed up when miniseries were the hottest things on television. ABC's Roots had broken all ratings records just 3 years before, and 3 years later, the star of Shogun, Richard Chamberlain, would score another massive miniseries hit with ABC's The Thornbirds. But even then, in 1980, adapting James Clavell's sprawling story of an English sea pilot's adventures in Japan in the year 1600 was quite a gamble. The original version avoided subtitles, for the most part, to reflect the confusion the newly arrived pilot, John Blackthorne, felt when encountering Japanese culture and its people. Except for occasional narration by Orson Welles, who sometimes threw in some radio-style acting by interpreting what a warlord was saying, most viewers in 1980 were as clueless as the sailor in the story. Eventually, things became a bit clearer when one of the Japanese rulers, Lord Torinaga, appointed a trusted translator, Lady Mariko, to whom the pilot became increasingly and dangerously attracted. Part of the great appeal of that miniseries was the powerful performance by Toshiro Mifune as Torinaga. Foreign film fans at the time knew him as the star of the original Seven Samurai. But the chemistry between Chamberlain as Blackthorne and the Japanese actress Yoko Shimada as his translator Mariko was a big part of it, too.
Your bravery is greater than mine, lady.
No, please. You must not say that.
But that is the truth. How do you say truth in Japanese?
Honto.
Then it is honto that you are braver than I. You are brave, and you are beautiful.
You have a honey tongue, Anjin-san.
That you are beautiful is honto as well.
Here it is not wise to notice another man's woman.
This new interpretation of Shogun, adapted for TV by the married writing team of Rachel Kondo and Justin Marks, uses subtitles throughout, a choice that makes the narrative more immediately understandable. It also focuses just as strongly and just as effectively on the same three central figures. Lord Torinaga is played by Hiroyuki Sanada, who's so imposing that even his silences are powerful. The translator, Lady Mariko, is played by Anna Sawai, who brings to her character even more strength, mystery, and charisma than in the 1980 version. And instead of the matinee idol handsome Chamberlain as pilot John Blackthorne, we have Cosmo Jarvis, an actor who looks more ruggedly handsome and sounds a lot like Richard Burton. It takes a while for the three characters and actors to share the screen, but when they finally do, it's entrancing.
Good morning, senor. I am to be your interpreter for today.
You speak Portuguese?
It is my honor to learn the language of my Christian teachers.
Catholic teachers?
I serve Yoshii Toranaga-sama. My name is Toda Mariko.
John Blackthorne. Man, you should know I'm not Catholic.
Anji ni tsutaete kure. Kotabi no ro iri.
My lord would like to say that he is sorry for the time you spent in prison.
I'm grateful to be alive.
This new Shogun has other strong performances as well, but they're not the only things that make this 2024 version so successful. Special and visual effects have improved exponentially in the almost 45 years since the original Shogun was televised, and it shows here. Every storm at sea, every battle scene, and especially every earthquake is rendered with excitement and credibility. And finally, there's the overarching story, which has Torinaga employing Blackthorne as his secret weapon in a deadly civil war. The power grabs among the five rulers are like the hostilities in the Game of Thrones, except instead of a red wedding, there's a crimson sky. I went back and rewatched the original Shogun to see if it holds up. it does. But the several directors who worked on Shogun for FX deliver a new version that looks much more stunning. It's sexier, more violent, and even more thought-provoking and illuminating than the original. All of which, in this context, are meant as compliments. The first two episodes of Shogun are televised on FX opening night and streamed the next day on Hulu, with the remaining episodes presented weekly. Don't miss it. With this Shogun, as with the original, the TV miniseries is alive and well.
David Bianculli is a professor of television studies at Rowan University. He reviewed the new miniseries Shogun, premiering today on FX. It starts streaming on Hulu tomorrow. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, the director of the sci-fi epic Dune Part 1 and the new Dune Part 2, which opens this week, we talk with French-Canadian filmmaker Denis Villeneuve, who also directed Arrival, Blade Runner 2049, and Sicario. He'll talk about the work that inspired him, from Jaws to comic books. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer today is Teresa Madden. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Susan Yakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. Our co-host is Tanya Mosley. I'm Terry Gross.